rubbish. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the planning meeting. Let's crack on. Monday the 14th of August. Can I have apologies, please? I've got Councillor Lynn Elson, Jeff Trial. Anyone else?
Bruce DeSaron.
I'm sorry, Bruce DeSaron is not on this committee.
No, but he likes to attend.
I'm sorry, apologies are for people on the committee.
Can we go through the chair, please? Thank you very much. We haven't got any public speaking tonight. Minutes of the meeting on the 31st of July 2017. Can you confirm that you approve the minutes, please? Yeah. Can I see a show of hands, please? Thank you. Number three, declarations of pecuniary interest and dispensation. Are there any? Tim?
No pecuniary interest, Chair, but I do have an interest in, personal interest, in 17/14494. I noticed this because it says it's a neutral commenter, but it looks like a sort of a semi-objection, and I know their neighbours who are making that objection.
Yeah, thank you, Tim. We haven't got any urgent business, have we?
This is to be dealt with under urgent, which is the amended plans, which are just amended descriptions.
Okay. Right. Number four, urgent business. We've got a couple of amended plans received, which I'll ask Ron to read out for you. It's amended description for 5 Victoria Gardens Extra Road to include alterations to single-storey rear roof and removal of balcony. Anything else?
It's a proposal of a 2-storey side extension, and as Maddie has just said, they've just changed that description to read single-storey rear roof and removal of balcony. It's just literally no change in the application, just the change in the description.
What number are we talking about?
17/1350 full. It's an amended received under urgent business for 5 Victoria Gardens. No. Okay.
I think that's the one in Victoria Place, that new development at the top of Exeter Road.
Mm. Yeah.
Which originally was for a garage.
Yeah.
And it was amended previously.
Yeah. Yeah, right. So is everyone happy with that, that they've made it smaller and taken the balcony away? Yeah? So, Fred, you're all?
I'll propose, yeah.
And
yeah,
Tim,
I'll
second?
Yeah.
Okay. All in favour? Okay, thank you. Town Ward, we've got one as well, which is 2 Rosemary Road, is the removal of the shop front and change of use of the shop to create ground floor flat, amended description to include alterations to a single storey rear roof and removal of the balcony there as well. Are you happy with that?
I think so,
yeah. Will you propose that's okay then?
Yeah.
And Tim will second that. Okay. Right, okay. Number 5, determined applications under delegated powers. Brixington 4 Sherwood Drive. We are going to have to defer this till the 29th because the tree officer has not been able to provide their report on time. So that's that one out of the way. Littleham, Davy Court, 17/0726, ADV, Davy Court, Buckingham Road, McCarthy and Stone. Bill?
Yes, can we look at these, that one there, Ian Peter? What we had, no, it's not that one, it's the one at the top left, not the flagpole one. If you go back, we had complaints and as planning committee, we turned down the idea of having displays all the way along. And they've come back with the idea of just saying, yes, we're making them smaller rather than 2.5 metres high. So we're spacing between and make three separate. It is more acceptable and not as offensive to the people that are living opposite and have to look out of their windows all the time at them. I do wonder the irritating thing would be, and we've probably all seen it on these, do they have to make the telephone numbers so big? If a lot of blind people walking along, they might need them that big, but if you really want to note down a telephone number, those telephone numbers in actual fact are wider than the whole size of this screen.
Yeah.
I think it could be less offensive if the telephone numbers, which are repeated three times, were a little bit smaller, but otherwise it is an improvement on what we objected to before.
It says two hoarding boards there, unless my...
Three. There's three panels.
There's three panels on two boards, on two lots. Is that what you're telling us? I'm a bit confused here.
No, it's just one large holding in the longest aspect of it.
Holding board here.
Because here it says one holding board.
Oh, one
confused.
Going by
yeah, it's one stretch.
Yeah.
No, I don't really like that. I assume
okay.
This is one going along the main area of the site.
Holding board
there.
Here.
Yeah. And that one in the middle there is the V board. Yeah.
The V board was okay, and the flags
yeah.
were okay. It was the main hoarding board.
And four flags.
We approved the flags. We approved
yeah.
the.
Did you?
Yeah.
Can I ask? Did you put a limit on the time that the flags can be up?
Yes, and they've now come back, and we had said 6 months,
excellent.
And they've come back in September.
So you're quite happy.
Yes, I'm happy with it. I just think that the telephone numbers are a bit stupid, the same number repeated. But however, it's better than it was, and we've succeeded in preventing the awful visual aspect of people living in Buckingham Close.
So you're going
to
go.
I'm happy to propose.
Seconder, can I have a seconder, please? Cherry? All in favour? Excellent, thank you. Right, Brixington, 17/1719, full, two fancy cart, proposed two-storey side extension, highways do not wish to comment, there's a surprise. Views of representation, one representation objects on the ground of noise due to construction and there's no available space to develop the extension on this property. Concerned that it would block access to their property and garage. That's the only rep that we've got. Cherry?
Well, have a look at it, and they're on, well, you have the corner up just now.
Do you want the corner up?
On the map. If you can go back to the corner again, because I had to work it out. See where the porch is?
Yeah.
That's the old, and they proposed to do it there. That's the extension. And it is definitely, they're going to turn the whole of the top of that into a master bedroom that comes bathroom. They're going to have three bedrooms instead of two. There, if you look at the site, the map gives you a bit better idea. It's like a triangle, and you've got access from Parkside, or you would have via a back lane. There we go. No?
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
Access from where, Cherry?
Well, there's Parkside Drive.
No, it's Jubilee Drive, I mean, do you?
This is Vansittart Drive.
This is Vansittart.
Vansittart into
sorry.
Jubilee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, I was thinking of the next one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's like a back alley where presumably you can go in with a garage and that. But I can't see any particular problem unless they maybe the chap that is on the other side of them over the back,
yeah.
He's the one that sent in the letter of complaint. And but really and truthfully, you can't refuse
no.
permission
how is that
on construction noise.
No, no. Well, it's not a planning application.
And that's the basis of what he's complaining about.
Yeah. So are you going to go for approval?
Well, I would say approval, because I think
yeah. There are other properties that have done the same in the area.
Yeah.
Can I have a seconder, please? Right. Thank you. Witherton Park Drive, Highways do not wish to comment. 17 1713 full construction of a summer house. Sounds like fun.
Yeah, I was curious what that little blob was there.
Is that the summer house?
No, that's yes, I know it's a substation now. Where they propose to put the summer house is right beside, near enough, where the substation is, at the back of their garden. And I can't see anything wrong with that because it faces into their garden.
So what you propose? Acceptance.
Yeah.
Can I have a seconder?
Chairman, may I just ask, have we had this one before?
No.
No, there was one up in your area.
Oh, but, yeah,
wasn't
but there,
there
was one that's
yeah.
on there.
Yeah,
there,
yeah, there it is there.
Yeah.
There was a query on electrical
yeah.
cables.
No, it's
Is that in a fenced in plot, Chairman?
Yes. Yeah, on the right, it's open grass, isn't it?
Yeah.
So where the substation is... All that bit on that side is open grass to the public, where you can see it.
It's
that bit there.
The
yeah, it's all open grass, so...
I can't see a problem.
No, well, it's a semi-house.
It's just in the bit.
Yeah. So you're quite happy?
Yeah.
Seconder? Tim? Okay. Thank you. Right, Holston Ward, 17 oblique 172 oblique 4, Exeter Road, construction of single story side, rear extension with raised patio, ducking area, and ballast rail. Tim?
Yeah. Seems to be. Have we got any comments or anything?
No.
It seems to me to be. I mean, obviously, it's looking out over open land at the back, and if we haven't got any objections, I personally can't see a problem, so I would propose acceptance.
Okay. Can I have a seconder?
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. Right, 17 oblique 1678 full, 2 Bampton Close. Highways, we've got standing advice. Have you got any other comments?
Yeah, we've had 3 representations for this application who object to the scale of the building and for it to be used as a dwelling. The building is overbearing and feel it constitutes overdevelopment, setting a precedent for similar development in the future. The refusal notice from the previous application mentions that the surface water runoff for the access drive should be checked as impermeable surface area would be to the detriment of neighbouring properties.
Yeah.
Yeah, personally, I think this applicant has gone ahead and built things with it, you know, originally we allowed this on a particular condition, and this applicant is flouting that condition in what they want to build. And it's certainly my view, and I'm sure we can elaborate on the conditions, but personally I would object to this, and I would propose refusal.
Fred, you want to make a comment on this one?
Yeah, once again, you know, I bring this up every time, it's a retrospective application, you know, what it really is, the wrong way of doing this sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know, what's planning all about is to plan, not retrospective applications after someone built it.
Yeah.
So, no, I, and seconded Councillor Duncan's proposal. That we refuse.
What did we agree to last time? I can't remember.
Sorry, let me just go back to one of the, I think it's proposed combined. No, it isn't that one, sorry. See, it proposed elevations, maybe?
That was someone just there for.
Yeah, this one. Yeah, so they got approval for a smaller construction. They did have an application refuse, and then they did have get approval for a smaller construction.
That's the outline, the dotted line is the outline that we approved, is that
yeah,
right?
That's right.
Without
so basically
residential
they've
use.
Built outside of the approved plan, so they're now looking to get this now approved retrospectively, having built off plan. So they did get approval for, you can see the dashed line there?
Yeah, yeah.
So that is approved. And when we did comment on that application, and we said that we had no objections subject to, from memory, that it wasn't used as a...
For residential.
Am I right in that?
Since what they've done is incorporated certain features,
yeah,
which make it obvious,
yeah,
that it is for residential,
yeah,
use.
Yeah, yeah. So we...
Well, it says inclusion of annex,
yeah,
above.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So we...
They built it with full intention of flanking what we...
Absolutely.
They originally said it was storage.
It was for storage, yes. So we're going for a refusal. And you'll second that, won't you, Fred? Can we put in a strong objection and say that we did say that we did not want it for residential? It was garage and it was to be used for storage.
Could we add, we object strongly to this?
Yeah. Yes, yes, and we need the enforcement officer out to make sure it complies with the planning outline.
I seem to remember also, Chair, that in the past there have been complaints from residents around about some of the activities that have gone on.
All sorts of weird things. Okay, have we got that, Ron?
I hope so, yes.
Okay, right. Moving on. I think we're still in Halston, aren't we? I think we are. Yes, we are. 17/1449/4/9 Carberry Avenue, construction of dormer window, amended plans for consultation. Town Council, I said on the 17th, the 7th/17, no objections. We have one representation from the original application, none in respect of the amended plans. Tim?
Yes. Can I ask Ron's for clarification of that? Is the amended plan to give part frosted glass?
It says clear glass here,
doesn't
it? Closed
dormer window, plain glass and sill height minimum. So they've raised the sill height, but
yeah,
it's still plain glass. So if you look on the screen there,
yeah,
you can have a little look.
Yeah.
So that's the change, and the other change is with up slightly. I don't know if you can see these little circles there.
Yes.
I believe they are, because it says, amended plan to show inclusion of windows in northeast and southwest facing cheeks.
Mm.
Or my interpretation of that is those
porthole type
windows.
Like porthole windows, yeah.
So that was my interpretation.
But it's clear glass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's
no
mention of,
but they've
obscure
lifted the stone.
Yeah, I mean, there's a representation there from next door. Now, if that was the one I mentioned, I had, I know door. I mean, I've not spoken about this, but if the amendment of the sill height being raised, if that stops the overlooking, then I would be absolutely happy with that development. No problem at all.
Well, it sounds like it, because they've raised it
well,
quite a lot.
If that is correct, then...
So you're quite happy. Yeah. Fred, you go along with that?
Yeah, I went and looked at this originally when that first application came in, and it didn't look to be too bad at all, really. So I think slightly larger and slight amendment, and if you want to do then I'll second that.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Okay, next one, 17 oblique 1304 oblique 4, 9 Little Mead Lane, alteration to roof to allow the construction of dormer windows to front and rear, construction of single story rear extension and detached summer house store. Amended plans reduce extension in size and roof height. Comments, Town Council, we had no objection on the 19th of the 6th. Councillor Jill Elson was concerned that large dormers will overlook number 7. One side is nearing the neighbouring property and they overlook the rear gardens, reducing privacy. Tim?
Yeah, and again, I wasn't quite clear whether these amended plans were to answer that objection.
Mm. It's not really clear. I'm not too sure. I can at least have the bring that back the plan. I just had with that one. Yeah. On this one here, let's bring up in a second. That was previously what we're discussing was a lot bigger. So they've reduced the size of that. And then this elevation here, that has now had the sort of edge taken off. Previously it was full height, so it's been taken back to sort of like a get a hit roof, I think is what they call that.
Yes. Yes, so I've not actually visited the site on this occasion. I don't know whether Councillor Cagle, you visited it, did you?
Well, I visited this particular property, but can we go back to the map a minute? I'm just a little bit bigger. I've got the right. It's just that all these bungalows are all front facing anyway. It's just.
Which one's number 7?
Presumably the one marking, right?
Yeah, you're coming from one at the top of the road there, Maddie.
Right, okay.
So 7's the one that's paired with it,
really.
So
11, 7, so 7's down. Once again, you know, a lot of these bungalows are quite daunting. One assumes that if they weren't allowed to do it, they wouldn't got this far.
Well, we had no objection last time.
Yeah.
So, and they've made it smaller now.
Yeah. I'm not sure we've got the grounds to get.
And I don't think that, because obviously Jill Elson had taken a good look at it last time and didn't like it, I mean, I assume she would have objected again.
I will
propose acceptance.
Yeah. Fred, you happy?
Okay.
Right, Littleham. 17 oblique 1741 oblique various. Davy Court, Buckingham Close, McCarthy and Stone, Retirement Lifestyle Limited. Variation of condition, report of planning permission, construction of three-storey retirement living apartment block comprising of 30 age-exclusive retirement apartments with associated communal facilities, new access, landscaping to allow new reptile mitigation strategy. That's for the newts, is it?
It's just the reptiles that live in the area. What they've done is to the two things in that report. One is the bats, and there are now sufficient bat houses for the bats. But for the reptiles, because there's ponds there, they need to move across, and they've altered the pathway so they're not interfering with the reptiles. So
Another seconder?
Are they still going to keep the ponds?
Yeah.
Because that was the one thing that
that's
they were told
that,
they had to do.
Yes, but that's not nothing to do with this. But that's already been agreed.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know what article
your seconder. Excellent. Okay. Right. Crack on. 17/1875/M4, former Royal College campus, 1 Douglas Avenue, Exeter Royal Academy for Deaf Education, construction of new specialist education facility, including the demolition of buildings and refurbishment of the Owen building, construction of purpose-built student boarding accommodation and privilege of new MUGA and associated infrastructure. Comments, contaminated land officer, site activities should be suspended should contamination be found during excavation until a method and procedure for addressing is agreed upon. Environmental health, a construction on an environmental management plan must be submitted prior to any works commencing. Also, a lighting scheme to ensure the avoidance of light pollution. Recommend that the hours of use of the MUGA be restricted to be 900 and 20 to minimise impact on local residents. That's the noise, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes, Chairman, I think probably all of the planning committee were at the presentation given by the Exeter Royal Academy of Deaf of what they were proposing to do with the three-dimensional model showing what buildings were taking down, what was going up, and the refurbishment of the main building there, the Owen building. There are just a couple of points I'd like to add to this. If we could look at...
These are divided into three sections, that Bill. 1, 2, 3. So if you tell me which one you want to go to, I'll try and find it.
The first section, please. The one on the left. Yeah, I'm concerned on, if you move the picture slightly to the right, on a proposed exit in onto the road, Roll Road. Will that move over to the right anymore?
No, that's.
Oh. Well, there is a proposed right at the top left. As you come around the corner from Salterton Road, which is a fast bend. There was a proposal, it looks like it's still there, that there's going to be a gate way just at the bottom of the visual here.
Yeah.
Is that a gate? I can't see what it is.
I can't read.
I can read on the screen either. Now, what does that say? Oh, no, it's substation.
That's an electrical substation.
And there is no new controlled access.
Yeah,
that's it, there. That's the new footpath.
Yes, that's a footpath going in. There is a concern about that. As cars come round at a very fast rate from Salter Road, turning left into Roll Street, you see it's very near the corner. It is thought to be extremely dangerous to have an access onto that road, particularly for anyone that may be hard of hearing in cars.
They say it's controlled access, so I presume they'd have to be accompanied.
No, controlled means that people can't go in. It'll be locked. It's one way only. Controlled in, sealed, but the residents can come out.
Yeah.
And that's the
to
concern
walk out.
Of people walking out onto the road with cars.
There's a pavement
Yeah, but it's not very wide.
The pavement is very narrow and it's a very, very sharp.
Can I make a suggestion, like they do at schools, where you have a gateway coming out, that you have a metal barrier put up? You know, the metal railing put up?
Yeah.
That would...
Yeah.
Oh, that's a very good idea.
Yeah.
You make that recommendation, Chairman.
Metal railing, where the pathway comes out on the pavement, like they do at schools, you put a metal railing up so when the children come out, they don't rush straight out because they've got the railing in front of them.
Chairman,
Fred, yeah.
I On the drawing, correct me if I'm wrong, it says new control access and the arrow is pointing inwards.
Yeah.
Not an exit pointing outwards. So surely it's a one-way access to the site.
Well, if we make the observation, then whether it's in or out, we've covered
well,
it.
I'm just going by what it's looking like.
Yeah.
The only thing, Chairman, I can say is I asked the Deaf at the meeting they were at along with the architects, and they said it was for an exit.
Yeah.
Footpath.
Well, yeah.
And I said, well, I think it's in a dangerous position when you look at that end bottom.
Well, we've covered it. We've covered it. If it's in or out, we've made sure that we've covered it to our satisfaction.
Yeah?
Anything else, Bill?
Yes. If we could go back to the 1, 2, 3, 4, just look at one of the others. It's a look at the picture, really, of on number 2, the new building, not necessarily the Owen building, the rework that building, but to look at the actual picture of it, what it would look like. I think it's about number 7 on the list of the blocks.
Is it an elevation?
But it's elevation, yeah. Proposed elevation.
So we've got residences elevations, academy elevations.
Residence, I think he was looking at.
Residence elevation.
It's the boarding house, isn't it? You were looking at, Bill?
Well, I don't know if it comes up. It's not that one.
Sorry, because it's on a CD, it's really slow to load.
That's it.
Is it that one?
Yeah. Right. On the part of the Owen building, part of the new building, they have these very, very large tunnels coming up through the roof, which are ventilation shafts. Whether it's just a joke, they're showing them in brightly coloured colours, which is going to look very strange. Could they not be the same as the building in some form of neutral form, either brickwork or even white or wood colour, whatever, but not blue, green, red, yellow. And they are very large, and they're right opposite other people's accommodation, looking across the road, into that. Also, it's a conservation area, so it's really to say, do they have to be brightly coloured? Will they not be toned down? Do you understand what I mean?
Yes. What are they for? Ventilation?
They're ventilation shafts, yeah.
Why? What they tend to be burning in there?
Well, they've got air conditioning in, so the ventilation shafts are air conditioning.
Okay. More in keeping with the area would be nice.
More in keeping with the conservation area. They've got a very lovely design everywhere else, but suddenly got these great big coloured things sticking on top.
Looks like a bit Lego.
Yes, it looks like... whether or not someone's coloured them is a joke, I don't know. But Otherwise, I'm quite happy to approve everything they are suggesting, including the building they're taking down, the demolition, and also the games area, the mugger. Quite happy.
Yeah. Okay. Second...
Can I ask some questions?
Yeah.
Because I wasn't able to be at the presentation.
Okay.
Could I ask, was there an agreement for the local population to use the Owen building with the Deaf Academy? Was there any...
So to do what with it?
Well, whereas the local population, the townspeople of Exeter, the Owen building has got a theatre in, was there any agreement with the Deaf Academy for the local population be able to use the Owen building?
In the documentation of this application, it does say they wish to involve local schools to come up and mix with the residents' children there, and adults as well.
And theatre companies.
May not be in existence as a theatre when they redo the Owen building, but they are saying they hope there will be involvement for local people to use part of the common area of the Owen building.
Well, well, that's disappointing then, if they're going to get rid of the theatre in some way.
Yeah.
I'm a bit sort of, you know, not having been to the presentation and I haven't had full sight of the document, I'd be disappointed if the local population couldn't be involved in some way in that building.
One of the problems, I think, and it was brought up at that consultation where not only for us as councillors, but also the public as well, that there was an ocean on the top floor and there were a lot of people there, probably 100 people throughout the day. One of the things they did point out, that in many cases, parts of the site are going to be secure because of the extreme incapacity of some of the poor children that are going to be residents there.
Yeah.
So it could be of general access to the public, but they're hoping they can use, have functions there where the community can actually put something on to invite and join with the children, but not on a regular basis where the public can just walk in and out. They will be closed site.
Yeah.
So
yeah, they did say they wanted to work with the community, with the schools, with the theatre groups, and it would be beneficial for the students in town, as well as the students from the Deaf Academy, to work together. But obviously when you've got vulnerable youngsters around, you can't just leave a site open to have anyone.
That wasn't the implication. Because
I'm saying they have said they will do this. So I should, and they want to integrate with the town and the people.
What I'm asking is, have they given any official? So it's all very well saying they want to do it, but without actually giving any official indication that they will do it, it's two different things.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what we've got so far, that they have said this is what they want to do. So you know, the fact that they are doing this, then we need to work with them and help them along, and they will help us along. And hopefully with the town council, it'll be a two-way thing. Yeah, okay. So we're going along with that, are we, Bill?
Well, I'm here and I move for approval, yes.
Yeah, seconded, please. Thank you, Chair. Anyone else want anything to say?
All I'm just going to say is, bear in mind what Fred has just said, could we write in there somewhere about wanting to work with the Deaf Academy and in particular with theatre facilities and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Chairman, I don't know if that forms part of the planning application.
No. If it were to, perhaps.
If it...
We can always say, can't we, that we look forward to the youth of the town working with the youngsters at the academy.
But they did have talks with the community college as well.
Yes, they did.
Because there's a group in the community college that's already learning sign language.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, that was a new theatre, £3 million that cost. That was rate-based money, and it was always for educational use and to be used within a community. And I mean, they just seem to have disregarded that. There ought to be.
I can't go against the Deaf Academy because it is educational purposes of which we wanted the site used for, because that's, you know, for the benefit of the town as well. And so, you know, Plymouth University actually sold it to them. Now, the building does need a lot of work. And they haven't said that they're going to, now whether you talk about the lecture theatre or the theatre bit where, you know, centre stage, have done some rehearsals, etc. I'm not sure which one, you know, they are thinking of moving. Here we go.
To use some of the Royal Theatre on the site.
To invite local schools to the site.
That's fine. I mean, it says it there. The Academy intends to have a committee to use some of the Royal Theatre on the site, although the final details arrangements are yet to be finalised at this stage.
Yeah.
That's my question.
Yeah, okay. So are we all happy with this then?
Yeah, Chairman, I just say they are radically altering the wrong building, and I think once it's done, what walks in there, it won't look like the old wrong building at all. Part of the reason is, unfortunately, the theatre area has been severely Plymouth University leaving it barren, ripping out all the electricity, turning off the heating, allowing water to flood in on the floor, the floors are going to be taken out, the brickwork is going to be stripped and replastered, and a new ceiling. In fact, there's nothing left in the theatre, as you know.
Yeah.
It was just atrocious way it was left. So they've got to move it.
I'm sure. Anyway.
No, but that answers the question.
No, are we all happy with this? Can I have a show of hands then?
Yeah,
everyone's happy. Okay. Crack on. Right, town. 17 oblique, 1668 oblique, full street record beach gardens, temporary use of land for sighting or observation wheel. Right. Conservation don't wish to comment. Environmental health do not anticipate any concerns. 8 objections on the grounds it's not in keeping with surrounding, detracts from the setting of the conservation area, lack of privacy to nearby flats, which are overlooked by people riding the wheel. It's a busy, congested area, which already has parking issues. Application does not state end date, giving scope for uncertainty and possibility of permanent structure.
As they do any event on East Devon District Council land. So the original approval was granted by Street Scene under their existing jurisdiction. But it's
for
because
4 weeks.
They want to keep it on longer that the planning application has come forward because it's, you know, it exceeds the temporary use, the temporary event permission that's been granted.
Yeah. This smacks of being a deliberate ploy on their behalf to and they shouldn't be allowed to get away with this.
Fred?
Thank you, Chairman. I see the application says street record beach gardens. I mean, I thought that the council own the land, East End District Council.
They do.
Surely they'd be applying for the permission rather than somebody else. Because they're giving the franchisee the site, aren't they?
Yes.
No,
Well, under street scene, they're allowed to.
Right. Well, I do find that the wheel. It's actually a good thing, but I don't necessarily agree with the way all this has been handled. As a town council, we knew nothing about it until we see a press release.
Circulated for comments as part of the event permission approvals. So in the bulletin every week, where I circulate the event permissions that East Devon is seeking comments on, came through as part of that regular consultation.
Yeah, it might well have come through, but obviously I didn't see it.
Yeah.
In the big scheme of things, you would think that we would know a little bit more in advance than just in a newsletter. Because, you know, to actually see this come out in a press release with a comment from the economic portfolio holder, Phil Skinner, saying how wonderful it is, I do find that
no, it went out before that, Fred, because it went out to all councillors to pass comment on. It went out in the bulletin. You have to read the bulletin that the town council sent out every day. Hang on, let me finish. It went out and councillors can make a comment, and it said it was for a limited period of time of 4 weeks, but because the kids like it so much, they are now applying for an extra 2 weeks, and East Devon said it might be on our land, but we cannot give permission for more than the 4 weeks. It has to go to the town council to get the extra couple of weeks. That is where we are.
I understand that, Jim.
Thank you.
I fully understand that.
Right.
I do think that this is a constant abuse of public land, whether it's the pavilion gardens next to the Exmouth Pavilion being used for festivals and bands and groups and drinking out on the land, out on the footpath. I don't approve of that personally. I don't feel that it gets handled very well. But hey, that's another story. And I think to take away the public open space of the gardens adjacent to the beach for use by a commercial operator, where I suspect East Devon District Council may get some sort of fee for it being sited there, when I think there is better use of better land, so that people can continue to enjoy the public space of the gardens and the floral displays that the council spent so much time doing. And I think it's been sited in the wrong place, and that's my personal view.
Okay. Right. So,
Chairman, this is my ward, town, and also people affected are in my other ward, Lidland. And it may just appear there are 8 letters, but unless you read those letters, you don't realise the inconvenience, annoyance, disturbance that this wheel has caused without people being adequately notified it was going up, or even the councillors, for them to contact their councillors to know what was happening. The length of time we had from the bulletin to make comments when it went up was a matter of 10 days.
I can't remember, Bill.
Yeah, it was very, so there was not sufficient time. As a ward member of the town ward, district member, I was circulated along with the other two members, again only 2 weeks before, and comments were put in that would this, in a conservation area, cause any blight to people who are living in the residential area. I noticed online none of those comments that people replied, including myself, had been put on, because there was a great fear that it would cause a problem, which it has. And I don't think that Street Scene should have the power and ability to decide, even on the so-called temporary basis, to put something up which is 28 metres high and huge, affecting people's locality. No one else will be allowed to do it without a proper planning permission. And the idea that this is, I agree, Chairman, purely an extension, they want to keep it going, they now have to put in planning permission. What I'm saying is, I think this committee should have had a chance, and also our local residents, to be aware of it, and it should be discussed, that plan, rather than just appearing. And I'd also say that if it had been through to us as an application, we might have suggested alternative positions for it, such as further down towards the ice cream parlour on all of the vacant ground at Queen's Drive, which is being used at the moment, where it would have been easier parking, would not have been a disturbance to residents, and would have been much easier for people to get to and queue up. They're my comments, Chair.
Right, okay. So what do you want to do then, Councillor?
Well, I'd like to know, first of all, this extension date up until when? No, exactly, it doesn't say. It's very shoddy.
My understanding was it was for a total of 6 weeks as opposed to the initial 4, but that's what I was just trying to...
Well, yeah, that was my understanding, but I can't be 100% certain on that at the moment.
That was my understanding. Well,
with respect, Chairman, I think if they're putting in to us now to recommend this, they should have the decency to tell us when it's finished.
So are we going to agree to allow it for another 2 weeks for the kids?
I think we've got to now. We've no alternative. It would be very sad for the children if we didn't.
Okay.
What I think we should say to the Street Scene and to any private individual who wants to make money by sticking a rubber brake wheel up in the middle of a residential area, that in future years they should come to ask the councillors which the best position for it to be. In other words, it's going to appear there next year with the same controversy, whereas next year it should be looked at the point of being in a different area.
Okay. Anyone second that? Anyone got anything to add? Tim?
Yeah, I'll just say I know 28 days is the standard temporary period, but as Rob and Bill have said, this is a huge thing and has a big impact.
Yeah.
I don't know whether there are any limitations in legislation on what can be a temporary structural reissue or whatever.
Yeah.
Because I really think it is pushing the boundaries.
Yeah, it is, I agree. And street scene, it's not the ordinary street scene, it's the licensing side of street scene that does sort of temporary licensing, like street market and things like that. It doesn't always go through the whole of the licensing committee. It's part of the street scene, and it is the licensing officer that works with street scene on this, because obviously the licensing committee is dealing with taxis and establishments and, you know, pubs and things like that. So it's a way of, you know, part of the work that they do. So are we saying that we'll agree to this for another 2 weeks?
That's what I...
And we would be grateful if in future anything of this nature, would they please come to us first, because we would think of a better site. Are you happy with that?
Yes.
Brenda, are you happy with that? Rob,
yeah.
You're happy? Everyone happy?
Yeah, it's
okay. Right. Okay. Let's crack on then. 17/1526/ LBC Manor Hotel The Beacon. Internal alterations to include the installation of new walls and doors and bedroom to create new cupboard and ensuite. Install vent on rear elevation. Bill? Rob?
Well, Rob already has this. This is a listed building, isn't it? We approved it.
Before it was the fire escape in the back.
Right.
The doors, internal doors being altered.
I don't recall that one before.
It was to have the doors and new walls to make them fireproof.
They're putting an ensuite into a bedroom.
Right, okay.
Yes, as they say in the documentation, the interior is not regarded as part of the historic value of the building.
Yeah.
The vent on the rear elevation is going to be of a terracotta surround site with actually existing brickwork. And in the diagram, it looks extremely small, that's what there is.
Oh, good Lord. So you're quite happy, Rob?
So I'm quite happy with this.
Can I have a seconder?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll crack on then with Cymrali. 17/1783/4 4 Wilmot Close, construction single story side extension. Highways do not wish to comment as usual. Who would like to deal with this one? Brendan, yeah? Yeah, so you're quite happy?
Yeah.
Can I have a seconder, please? Yeah. Everyone happy?
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, 17/1558/4 16 Avondale Road, construction of dormer on front elevation, installation of Juliet balcony on north side elevation, amended description of application to read, construction of dormer on front elevation, installation of Juliet balcony on northern side elevation, an extension and raising a rear roof to incorporate dormer window. The town comment, town council had no objections, and highways do not wish to comment. Brenda?
Again, we approved it the last time. I can understand what they're trying to do with the extension and raising the roof if we're able to take that dormer window in. Yes, it's, I mean, it's a big house, it's a big site, but I don't think it changes at all. It's not overlooking anyone, so okay. I think it's fine.
So you're quite happy? Yeah, can I have a seconder? Thanks, Rob. Right, 17/1704/4, 1 Caroline Close, construction of single story side extension. Brenda? Oh, there you are, TPO 1 and TPO 2 there.
Well, they've gone.
Have they gone?
Yeah. It doesn't say TPO, it just says T1 and 3.
Yeah, the conifers, probably.
They won't have TPOs on if they're conifers, will they?
But no, this, as you can see, it's a big site.
No.
Objections. I think it's okay.
Okay, you're quite happy. Can I have a seconder then, please? Rob, okay. Fred, yeah. Everyone happy?
Yeah.
Excellent. Right, number 7, items for consideration. Pre-application consultation on behalf of CTIL and Vodafone Limited for new telecommunications site, Fairfield Road. Vodafone is in the process of identifying suitable site in Exmouth for a radio base station and seek views on their proposals before any planning submission is made. Please find attached a letter, blah blah blah. We've had 5 representations. Do you want to read any of them out?
Yeah, as Maddie says, we've had 5 letters, all saying pretty much the same thing, that the proposed mask would be visually obtrusive. The gardens of the houses on Salterton Road, the gardens are in front of the houses and not behind, and therefore it would have a bigger impact on them, and also people are concerned about health implications as well.
Anyone wish to comment?
Yes,
Bill?
As it's in my ward, I've had a lot of communications from people. In addition to the letters that have been sent in by the council, people are strongly objecting because this large mass is in front of, in one particular house, their windows, and can be seen from not only the ground floor window, but also the bedroom windows. It's right in front of the house. The people opposite are complaining as well, because it's on the corner. You see there the, yes, it's a building plot at the moment. There's a house going in there at the moment, and that would be right in front of it. And we've already given permission, planning permission being given for this building plot for a house there. Across the road, where this other house is, there's pavement on that bend. There's a house there that it would affect, it's right in there, line of sight. And across Salisbury Road as well, because it is very, very high, this. So we've had people objecting to it because of being seen from inside their house. I do agree with people, this is the wrong site. The only reason this site, I think, has been suggested, this isn't a planning application, they want to see whether it's acceptable before they put a planning application in. Well, it's obviously not acceptable, but it would be very inexpensive for them because it's pavement, so it doesn't cost them anything. Whereas if they go to a building to put it on the building, they have to pay. and they have a reputation of not paying very much. And that is why, in their report, they're having to move out from Royal College, where the existing apparatus has been for some years, although they call it the University of Exmouth. But it, they're moving out from Royal College. Yes, University of Exmouth, great. If they got their facts right, I'm a bit more confident with these people. But then they say that they consulted other people. Fairfield House, yes, would be acceptable. It's a picture of structure, but they're not prepared to pay the owner and it's sufficient for the inconvenience and strength of the roof. Holy Trinity Church, this building we're in tonight, it's grade two listed, so that's the excuse. It's no excuse because there's arrows up there already, and there could be more arrows up. The Premier Inn, they're saying, was it a bit too far away from where we want it? It's not. They could put it on that roof and it would not be obstructing anyone's view at the back. Ardening Court, they said the landlords are not interested again because they're not offering to pay enough. The same way with Monterey Flats in Douglas Avenue, the landlords are not happy about it. And the Devoncourt Hotel, they're saying they have to build it up a bit more on the roof. So everywhere they put in here that's not possible is basically because they're not prepared to pay to have it done properly and pay the owners, even as far as the cricket club is concerned. There are other buildings of equivalent height to where the aerials are at the moment in Royal College, which they could use, but they haven't approached them. And I suspect if they do approach them, because they're not offering to pay much, the people say no, I'd say no. But this is definitely not acceptable to residents living in the area to have this size of mass and the associated cabinets.
In a residential area?
In a residential area.
Anyone else wish to comment on this? Fred?
I'd like to, Chairman. I still take Councillor Nash's points on board and to see exactly where he's coming from and where the residents are coming from. Once again, we look at the past application which went in at Little Cross. It's the same size of a cabinet, the same size of the mast for the Little Cross one as it is for this one. Once again, we want the modern technology, we want the technological infrastructure for the development of businesses, etc., etc. Even the academy and all these other places that are coming into development, they want the technology, but ultimately, if you want the technology, you've got to have the infrastructure. So, surely there must be some way that this company can actually going into the site of the Old Royal College, as we call it, the new University of Exmouth, and maybe situated inside the grounds, just over the wall, so it's not obtrusive to anybody. It would be less obtrusive in the grounds of behind the building or adjoining the building or even in the corner there. It wouldn't be obtrusive then to the residents. So I think perhaps we could go back to this company and say, look, try a little bit harder.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not an expert on these things.
Can I ask? I mean, have they tried sort of Denham Way Industrial Site or Liverton Industrial
Site?
They've
got messed
up.
This is to replace what came out of Royal College.
It's essential to be in this area, but I agree with Fred totally. If they've got a lot of masts up and ground cabinets in because they can't put it on someone's roof. There is plenty of space in Royal College and they should be approaching them rather than sticking in front of private houses.
It's come out of Royal College, why not put it back into the Deaf Academy? And maybe they can come to some agreement with the Deaf Academy.
Yes, so we don't want it in this residential area because it's obtrusive.
But, you know, perhaps they could talk to the Deaf Academy.
Yeah.
But I don't know whether we could suggest that.
Ron's did try ringing the lady that sent the letter in today to ask whether they had approached Royal College, but they didn't get back to her.
Yeah. I've said exactly what you said, Fred, and she said she didn't know the answer and would have to go and find out. But I was quite curious to see if they had actually
approached
the Deaf Academy to see if they
what's
can.
She called? Oh, senior planning consultant.
Yes. Doesn't know a lot.
She said
it,
it was under the acquisitions, a different department, and
so
the acquisitions department.
Okay, so we're going to object to this. Is that the consensus?
Yeah, absolutely. If we can, I mean, it's an item for consideration.
Presumably,
we
can give them feedback
along the general lines that Bill and Fred have suggested.
Yeah,
then maybe we can get them to answer Ron's question.
Yeah. Okay. Right. All right. So that's what we're sending it back to them. Do your homework better. Okay. Items 8 for information. Two tree preservation orders, a TPO at Hawthorne Grove and Madagascar Close, East End District planning decisions. I think they've done quite well, they've agreed with us. Anyone got any comments to make? No? I'll close the meeting then. Thank you, everyone.